Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Thanks for tuning into the show. Let's dive right into today's topic. Probiotics, and why do you need them? And why do we need to know more about them? So even if you just did a simple Google search, you would see that the bacteria in your gut is tied to diabetes, obesity, depression, and colon cancer. So here's where my special guest comes in. Her name is Jamie Maria, and she is the co-founder and chief strategy officer of Hyperbiotics. Jamie took a life-altering trip from Guatemala to Thailand, where she believes she contracted a very rare parasite, an intestinal parasite, that's common in developing countries. Her horrific experience sparked her quest to develop superior live probiotic formulas and to teach others about the vital ecosystem of beneficial bacteria that lives inside of you. Jamie, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, we are certainly ready to learn more. So, you know, I mentioned your horrific experience that kind of puts you on this quest to launch your company. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about what happened to you.
Sure. So I was traveling with my, well, he wasn't my husband at the time, my partner. And on the flight from Guatemala to Thailand, I started to get really sick. I had a distended belly, nausea, and extreme fatigue. And that sickness lasted for about 6 months. I was in bed. I was not even myself. I was a shell of myself and was going to specialist after specialist, and no one could seem to figure out what was wrong with me. Finally, I found a physician in Manhattan who was able to diagnose that I had a parasite called E. histolytica. And through that process, you know, of knowing that something digestive related was going on and I couldn't quite figure it out, I with the little energy that I could muster, I started researching and trying to take matters into my own hands because it didn't seem like any of the professionals that I was going to could figure it out. So I was trying to carve my own path. And I started to learn about the research that had just was new research that had just started coming out around the microbiome. And this research is about 10 years old now, but it revolutionizes the way we think about health, the way we think about our modern lifestyle choices. And I started to understand that my system was most likely susceptible to whatever I had. I wasn't confident that it was a parasite at that point, because of my upbringing and because we didn't know this information when I was growing up. So, you know, I wasn't breastfed as a child. I had a convenience diet of a lot of canned, packaged, microwavable foods. And I started to learn that what we eat is shapes our gut bacteria, and our gut bacteria actually helps regulate almost all of our bodily functions, from our digestion to our immune system to our mental function, our emotional health. Even our bones and joints and energy levels are shaped and affected by our gut bacteria. So I had also been quite sick as a child. I had recurring infections, strep throat, ear infections, etc. And I had been on rounds and rounds of antibiotics. So I started to see this research and see this new information from the perspective of someone who had done everything opposite, and started to understand that regardless of what had me in bed at that moment, I had some major work to do because I needed to restore my gut health. And there's just no way that I could continue to live a healthy life if I didn't get to the root of it. Anyways, one thing led to another, and then I was started to look for what practical steps I could take to change my gut health and to improve it and to repopulate it. And probiotics is obviously a really big component of that. And the more I started to learn about probiotics, the more I started to learn that there's a lot consumers don't know. I had even taken probiotics here and there. I had, you know, become slightly health conscious before I got so sick, but I didn't know what to look for in a probiotic. And I had no idea that 96% of the living bacteria wouldn't survive your stomach acids. And so most likely the probiotics that I had taken weren't doing a very good job. If they were alive when I got them, 96% were dying in my stomach acids. So one thing led to another, and I just felt compelled to share my findings with other people, but in a practical and easy to understand and easy to apply manner, to, you know, take all of the scientific information and really make it actionable. And then with that, I also felt compelled to develop a probiotic that was more effective. So that's how the company started.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is an amazing journey. The 6 months that you went through sound absolutely horrible. And it's amazing that you took everything into your own hands. I think we know our bodies so well. And sometimes the medical profession tries to help, but the medicine that's being offered just doesn't do it. So through your journey, and you said something that was really interesting about taking the probiotics and something about the acids in your stomach. How confident are you that people truly understand to the level of what you know about probiotics? Are people just taking them, like somebody like me who hears, oh, you have to take probiotics because it's going to help your digestive tract, but not really knowing that a certain probiotic or, if that's actually going to do anything. So what's your take on that?
Right. Well, the good news is in North America, there is now a general awareness that probiotics are good. People think, oh, digestion, yogurt. That's usually the answer you'll get if you ask someone, which is progress. But there is a whole world under that. And the research that has been coming out in the last 10 years since this was discovered is life-changing, and it is reshaping our culture. It's just a slow process. We're quite stuck in our ways. Yes. So there, probiotics are a big component to gut health because we face so many things in our modern life that deplete our good bacteria. Everything from stress, age, diet, antibiotics, the way you were born, if you were born vaginally versus a cesarean section, if you were breastfed, if you were exclusively breastfed, how long you were breastfed, what kind of water you drink, are you drinking, does it have chlorine in it? Because chlorine kills your good bacteria, other medications that you might be on. There are just a lot of factors. If you're exposed to the outdoors, for example, did you grow up and do you live in a very sterile environment, or were you exposed to dirt and pets and the forest? All of these things have a big role in the health of your gut bacteria. So when it comes to a healthy gut, diversity is key. And people who live sterile lives or have had a very processed diet or, all of these other lifestyle things have less gut diversity. So they just have less good guys to protect them. It's kind of the way it works. So people don't know the depth of this information. What we're trying to do, we actually have a blog on our website, which is hyperbiotics.com, where we take all of this information and we have article after article that is practical and tangible and really simple, and just trying to convey this so that people are empowered when they, decide what cleaner they're going to use in their house, they actually can think of their bacteria and what it might do to them. Even there's a common ingredient you probably saw the FDA recently banned called triclosan that was in most hand sanitizers. And the FDA finally banned it because it's been shown to deplete our gut bacteria. They found this in, I don't remember the statistic, but more than 50% of people that they swabbed had this chemical in their snot. They found it in breast milk. I mean, it's just prevalent. Even the type of, you know, the type of fish that you eat, does it have antibiotics in it? There's just a lot of things to consider. And when you start to see the world through a microbial lens, you just make different lifestyle choices for yourself and your family.
Okay, so how do the fish get antibiotics in them?
They're farmed.
Okay.
Farmed fish are quickly surpassing wild fish in our diets. And, you know, they're farmed with antibiotics, just like our 80% of the antibiotic usage in the U.S. is consumed by livestock.
Okay, so it's everything that you put into your system. It's also what you surround yourself. You even mentioned, are you around the dirt and the forest and now the chemicals that are in your home, or now it gets you thinking about what makeup are you using?
Right, exactly.
What skincare products? So there is a lot to think about. And I guess, you know, it also begs another question just about supplements in general. You know, do consumers have to be very careful about their supplements? You mentioned that, you know, on your website, there's a lot of research and helpful information, but that's not always the case. So right. How do you know that you're not harming yourself by taking something?
Right. That's a great question. So the FDA doesn't control the supplement industry. There are rules in place, but they can't police it effectively enough. There's just not enough bandwidth. So you do have to really pay attention to who you're getting your supplements through. That is incredibly important. You need to make sure that it's a GMP certified facility, that there's third-party testing done, that it is actually what they say it is. Because people can make all the claims in the world. And if there's no one actually double checking those claims, how do you know if it's true? So it's very important to be a savvy consumer and to know the company that you're dealing with. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also wonder about, you know, you have the nutraceuticals and you have the pharmaceuticals. And you do have doctors, and I'm not saying all doctors, because I've recently met a lot of women, even women who have come on this show, who have the philosophy, well, yes, there's a time and a place for Western medicine, and sometimes it's a little bit of Eastern philosophy too, because you can really fix yourself. But do the traditional doctors, do you think that in general they support the value of probiotics?
I think they will eventually. I think there are some more progressive physicians that are catching wind of this information and starting to apply it. There are hospitals that are now doing clinical studies of to use probiotics in the NICU, because there have been a lot of studies that have shown that it can reduce the rates of the baby developing NEC, which is a bacterial digestive infection that is very fatal for premature babies. So there's a lot of there, even in very conventional medicine, in cases that it's life or death, they're starting to become aware. For example, there's you may have heard of C. diff, the infection, the bacterial infection that is resistant to a lot of antibiotics. And now they're using stool samples, what's it called? Where they implant the stool of a healthy person into the stool of the sick person to get the probiotic bacteria, because the probiotic bacteria will control the C. diff infection and it will save their life.
No, I didn't know that.
Fecal transplants. That's the word. Fecal transplants. So fecal transplants are now are legal in the U.S., but only in the case of C. diff, because it's life or death. There's no other option. So you can see we're going down the road of I'm sure that fecal transplants will be used to treat other conditions in the future because we're headed down that road. We just need more information. This is all very new. So it's happening. The shift is happening. And we are trying to facilitate the shift to happen faster. Now, the good news is a lot of more holistic and functional practitioners are much more savvy and they understand the value and the total picture, and they're recommending overall lifestyle changes. What are you eating? What is your home environment like? How, you know, what are your stress levels like? They're taking the whole picture into account because all of it affects your gut bacteria. And now we know that your gut bacteria is the root of all health. So this shift is happening, but, you know, we think obviously it couldn't happen fast enough.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see the shift and the progress that you've talked about. You know, aside from the education part, are there any other business challenges that you've experienced? You know, after all, launching your own business is always different, exciting, but challenging at the same time.
Yeah. So I would say the biggest challenge has been the rapid growth. People notice a difference when they take our probiotics because they work. And we've actually been the number one supplement sold on Amazon for over 3 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So for us, this just, you know, this rapid growth and, you know, our team growing so fast, the processes, the structure that needs to be put into place. So I guess that for us, it's exciting, but it has been challenging because we are a completely different company today than we were 3 years ago. And it's fun, but we're continually expanding and kind of like on the edge of our comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, I mean, I'm always the first to say you have to get out of your comfort zone to actually really develop and grow. So it's good that you're saying that. And as a team, are you just sort of plowing through these obstacles and your growth? How is everybody working together?
I would say the secret to our success has been finding the right people. Mm-hmm. We are a very customer-centric culture, and we're very, like, everyone on our team is rallied around our mission, which is to help people on their journey toward better health. We actually joke in our company that selling probiotics is our cover. And you know, sometimes we haven't found the right people and we've had to fix that situation, but we have an incredible team of like-minded people who are on the same mission, and we're quite type A and overachievers, I would say, overall. We work really hard. We have a lot of fun. We care so much about each other, and we care so much about our purpose and our passion and our customers. And that's been the secret. It's like linking chains, you know, to be stronger together.
Well, I mean, I think that is really the secret. When, who was it? Good to Great. When the number one principle in that book is find the right people, get
totally
them on the bus.
Totally.
So, yeah.
And there have been times where we've found someone that we think is incredible, but we're not ready for them. And by the time we've hired them and they've started, we are like, what would we have done without them? Because suddenly we needed them. So it just worked out really well.
Oh, that's good. That's great to hear. You know, Jamie, I'm just going to ask you to hold all of your thoughts for now. We're going to take a super quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And I also want to mention that Women Worldwide has joined the C-Suite Radio Network. You can find all of our episodes on C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check them out and all of the other really good podcasts that are there. All right, when we get back from the break, Jamie's going to share more about some of the valuable lessons she's learned and how life has really changed after launching her company.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communication and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from awareness to action and impact by offering a digital marketing roadmap. Let us help you foster deeper engagement and forge stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. That's pureperformancecom with two M's.com.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Jamie Maria and I were chatting about the importance of probiotics and the value, the benefit of good gut health. So, Jamie, with everything that you've shared, I'm sure that life is much different now than when you had explained before about what happened to you. So what are you seeing as the biggest differences, career now versus career then?
Differences in my life or differences in my career, would you say?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, okay. So my lifestyle choices are entirely different. I make choices for our family that, you know, we start with, we obviously take our probiotic supplements every day, and we take prebiotics every day, which is fiber that feeds probiotic bacteria. So we supplement with prebiotics, but we also pay such close attention to our diet. We have oriented our entire lives around the food that we eat. And I don't say that lightly. I mean it. Mm-hmm. We eat loads of fresh fruits and vegetables, and we try to eat foods that are rich in both probiotics and prebiotics. So we eat yogurt, we eat sauerkraut, we eat kefir, we eat kimchi, and so many leafy greens. We also pay very close attention to the products that we use. We use very natural cleaning supplies, toiletries, you know, skincare products. We spend a lot of time outside. We prioritize nature. Even things like meditation has actually been shown to improve your gut health. So, you know, being active, exercising improves your gut health. So it's funny because it's like an intuitive life where you just, if you just really tune into yourself and think what would make sense to live a healthy life, those same things are also very good for your gut health. So it's kind of just like returning back to a more simple way. We try to have lots of downtime, lots of laughter, just more ease and just kind of back to nature in my personal life. And then we have a toddler now, and understanding the world of gut health has really shaped my decisions for our toddler. He was born very early, and it was quite a scary situation. He was 3 months early. And because of all the research I had done, I knew the importance of breast milk for him, and the odds of having an exclusively breastfed child who's born 3 months early are incredibly low. Right. But because I knew that information, my determination was just off the charts. And he did not have anything other than breast milk for the first 7 months of life, even though he was fed through a tube for the first 2 months. And he's just turned two, and he's still breastfeeding, because I know the importance of that. And in North America, it's a little weird to breastfeed a two-year-old, but actually the World Health Organization recommends you breastfeed at least until the age of two. So it's interesting when you, and when you understand why, it makes a lot of sense. So just, I think just having an overall awareness of how important gut health is, and the decisions we make every day and how they impact our gut health. And because of it, I'm the healthiest I've ever been. I used to get sick quite a lot. My baby, who did not have an optimal start in life, is so incredibly healthy. He has never been to the doctor, but due to a sickness. He's so healthy. And that for someone born 3 months early, and he was born via cesarean, is really rare. And I just attribute it to this knowledge and being able to apply this information.
Well, this is really, really good information. I was going to ask how his health is now, being that he was 3 months early. I want to go back because at the beginning, you talked a little bit about some of the foods that are really good to put into your system. You said sauerkraut, kimchi, which we always have in our house. But then you mentioned something else, which I didn't catch.
Kefir? Was it kefir?
Yes. What is that?
So kefir is a fermented, it can be fermented coconut water or fermented milk. It's almost like...
Is it kombucha?
No, it's different than kombucha. It's like a more liquidy, more tangy yogurt if it's milk. But if it's coconut water, it's almost like coconut water that went bad.
Whoa.
That's fermented.
I like that. I'm not sure that sounds very appealing. Even sometimes I open the kimchi, I'm like, ooh. Or the kids open it, and they're just like, oh, that doesn't smell good. I don't know, but they seem to love it. So I'm sauerkraut. I'm okay with that. And kale is really, really good too. You also talked about, you know, prioritizing nature. Going back to the basic, what's simple, and that's all very less stress, which also helps us in our career lives too. But does it matter how long you meditate or what kind of exercise or how long you're exercising? Does all of that factor in, or is it just do a little bit of this and you'll at least be better than if you didn't?
Well, I think a little bit is definitely better. You know, my personal meditation philosophy is that it takes me about 15 minutes to get into that spot that's so incredible. So I try to do it for 20 because I feel if I can spend a couple of minutes in that sweet spot, it's worth it. Now, when it comes to exercise, I think it just depends on the person. I'm much more of I like it to feel good and not feel too hard. So I love hikes. I love biking. I love yoga, swimming, just things that feel as more of a part of my daily life than, you know, a boot camp. But I think everyone's different. And the research definitely shows actually when you do hardcore endurance training, it's actually difficult on your immune system because it can weaken it. And there's actually some research that shows that probiotics, specifically certain strains, help athletes during that phase where their immune system is low. It can actually help reduce their chances of getting sick during that phase, which is really interesting.
That's interesting. So if you're an athlete and you're training, then you really need to get some probiotics.
Yes, for sure. We're actually working on a formula with athletes in mind.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
But we have some articles on our site. I don't remember the statistics that talk quite a bit about the role of exercise. And I think just a 30-minute brisk walk will improve your gut health, if I remember correctly, some of the studies that are out there.
All right. So everybody has to get on their treadmill. Well, how about the elliptical? That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And I like to swim and bike ride.
Yeah. Or just one habit we try to do is every night after dinner, we go for a nice family walk. And it's so great. And if your dinner increases your blood sugars, go for a walk and it lowers them right back down. So it's just, it helps your digestion. It's good all around.
What a great idea. And it's also cooler in the evening on these hot summer nights.
Yeah.
Take the dogs out too.
Definitely.
If you have them. So what do you think are the most valuable lessons that you've learned as an entrepreneur? Because being an entrepreneur is different than anything else people say that they've ever done. So what have you learned?
For me, I have learned to focus on my strengths and to not try to do the things that don't feel fun. To really kind of follow my zone of genius and let other and find the other pieces of the puzzle that are other people's zone of genius. So instead of, you know, me trying to manage operations, which I don't enjoy, find someone who thinks that's the most fun thing in the world so that I can do what I enjoy.
Is anybody?
Yes.
I wonder if anybody.
That's what's amazing. Yes.
Absolutely. I like the way you said zone of genius. What do you think your zone of genius is? What do you know you're absolutely great at and you excel every time you put your mind to it?
My favorite thing is creating. I love having my hands in the clay. I love product development. I love whether it's a new article or a new product or just implementing new ideas. I'm not great at managing existing things. I'm much better at building or creating new things.
Interesting. What motivates you the most and what do you think drains you the most during your day? Even if you're healthy, we all still sometimes feel a little bit more drained over certain days. You know, what does that day look like?
Yeah, I think it actually ties back a little bit into the last question that when the most fun thing to me is to create something that didn't exist before. So I am driven by that, but it's like, when I get an idea, I can't sleep at night. But then, you know, our company has grown quite a bit. We're 35 people now. And what drains me is the processes, the politics, the structure, the things that come along with a larger company. You know, the tiny details or those types of things. So we've just managed to find key people to put in place to execute and oversee those things so that we can all be doing what we love.
Yeah. And some people love those tiny details.
I know. And some people love that feeling of structure. I don't personally need structure. So it's quite hard for me to create the structure that others need because it's not a need that I share.
Right. Well, you're definitely on the creative visionary if you're involved with the vision of the company and, you know, what the product lines and the future direction. If you're in that zone, that genius zone is just so different than the structure and the detail and all the process. You really have to have very strong people around you who you can delegate and trust. Trust is a very big thing. If you don't trust, you're going to find yourself feeling more and more drained, right? Every day.
For sure. Yes, we have been so fortunate in finding key people. We have, and we're actually a fully distributed team. And we have this company culture that is invigorating. I just can't even describe the experience of having everyone be across the globe and 80% of the people we've never physically met, but we have this powerful company culture that is unlike any that I've ever experienced. It's really cool.
How do you keep everybody connected and feeling? Because to have that culture, and culture is so important, you have to make sure that they all understand your mission, your vision, know the direction of the company, communicate a lot. So is that the whole technology? And
yes, we use tools like we use Slack.
Oh, good.
We use Trello. We have teams. So we have lots of team huddles and we have even kind of team engagement type of exercises. We actively cultivate our company culture. But I think it goes back to hiring people who just line up with who you are.
Yeah.
We're just a like-minded bunch. Yeah.
That is really good. Who would you say has influenced you the most in your career? And is that just a personal relationship? Is it a mentor? Is it somebody who came out of the business world, family member? What would you say?
Well, I would say that my dad actually was my initial mentor. He's very entrepreneurial himself. And so dreaming big, creating where there is nothing, just has kind of, I've grown up with that being normal for me. It's been modeled for me as normal.
His own company?
It very different, but he was in the car business for years. But he was always doing things like on the side, you know, he just has that mind, whether it's, oh, I, you know, bought a barn full of tractors at an auction, and now we're gonna flip them, or you know, whatever. He just always thinks like that. So it's always been really fun, and it's always felt like everyone was like that for me from a small age. Even, you know, when I was young, I was inventing contraptions or putting on a self-produced play and selling tickets to all my family members. And of course, they didn't have a choice but to buy them. So,
of course.
So I would say
the entrepreneurial spirit started very early, I would say.
Yes, yes. I just grew up with that being the thing you do.
That's awesome. So did you know, I mean, maybe at the time that, maybe even before you got sick with the intestinal parasite, were you still exploring as an entrepreneur?
Well, actually, before I got sick, I had a recruitment firm where I found jobs for engineers. So I was already doing it. It was a small agency and worked with manufacturing companies across the U.S.
Did anything from that time in your life, that career, sort of lend hand to what you're doing now in terms of?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible how the pieces all fit together, and you could never have planned it, but finding the right people, I think that's been the secret to our success, and I learned how to do that. As running a recruitment firm, you just learn how to interview, how to source the right people, how to, vet them, everything. You just kind of learn the ins and outs of it.
Right, because you're finding the right people for businesses that are relying on you. So you took that valuable lesson forward. And now
you're using it
to build a really strong culture.
Yeah,
very smart. Exactly. Yeah, there's always connections. Sometimes you have to look back and say, why did I work there? Or why did I do this? And you know, even if it's not a great experience, somehow there's a reason. Like that lousy experience happened so I can be where I am today. Any, any failures that you've experienced? Sometimes I like to find out from guests because I'm sure all of you out there listening, you've had failures or tough times. So anything?
Well, for me, I would say the hardest time was when I was sick and I didn't have any energy. I could not work and I had my recruitment agency and I physically could not do anything. And it was a really dark time because I didn't know if there would be an end. I had no promise that I would come back. So I just was kind of in this darkness of, as my personality was gone because I had so little energy. I wasn't able to work. I wasn't able to function. So that was really difficult. And it's been so cool to see how those pieces have come together because it's given me such a strong sense that I can trust the process and that it does all work out and that there is a reason for everything. Because now I'm doing something that I am so compelled to do and I have such a passion for, and it's really a reflection of the core of who I am. Whereas before it was, I was good at it. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't, compelling me to jump out of bed every morning.
Right.
So it's just really amazing how it all worked out and how now I'm, my work doesn't feel like work.
Well, you're certainly an inspiration to go from being so sick and feeling like you have no energy and you're in such a dark place to a complete opposite effect and to feel vibrant and to love your work and to be so excited about your products and your vision and moving forward and what a great company that you've built. Do you want to give any advice? Maybe to other professionals who want to feel really healthy as they pursue their career goals as well.
Well, for health specifically, I would definitely look into the lifestyle choices you're making and the ones that affect your gut health, because it can revolutionize your life. But then just for career goals and you know, being fulfilled, I would say what I've been learning the most recently is to create space in my life so that it's not jam-packed with goals, activities, you know, events, whatever, to create space that allows for ideas, creativity, self-care, just idleness even. We don't have a lot of idleness today in our world. And sometimes the most beautiful things spring out of nothing. So we're working on restructuring our lives so that we have that space. And even as a parent, I think that's been a really big driving force, because I want to be present with my children. And if they want to linger and, you know, stare at this rock or whatever, right, I don't want to feel like we have to get to the next place. I want to be able to sit there with them and then see what conversation comes out of that or what revelation comes out of it. Just have the space to be the person and the parent you want to be.
Well, that was excellent advice, from the self-care to being idle to being present. I love what you said about staring at a rock with your children. I think everybody should take a moment, and however you can find that time, to be idle and to have conversation. So important. Jamie, thank you so much. Where can people find out more about you and Hyperbiotics?
So our website is just hyperbiotics.com. We're on all social media channels as well. And I also am on Twitter, just Jamie Maria. I think that's my handle. So we're available, and, you know, any questions, we always email you back, and we always do so with a lot of valuable information. So don't hesitate to reach out.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show and educating us about probiotics and sharing your career journey. We've learned a lot from you today, so thank you.
It's been great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I also want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.